intensive school of the master. So I'm as harmony. Harmony is a very important aspect in a home. And harmony can only take place in a home when we are harmonious within ourselves. Now, there are little children in a home who are harmonious by their nature. And being that they're harmonious by their nature, they're untouched by the activities that go on in the home that are not harmonious. They have to work very hard, though. And so, because the inharmony goes on in the home, they are working very diligently on being harmonious and being loving. My home is harmonious. When we ourselves can say, this home is a home of peace, of love, of harmony, of joy, then that's what it becomes. We have to name it and claim it. Now, as I reclaimed healing,
as the Frank claimed his wife and daughters, he claimed life, he claimed a whole new life, we can claim these things too. You've heard of Norman Cousins, and Norman Cousins was the editor of the Saturday Review, a very intellectual journal, and a medical doctor, and not doctor, but a medical technician and writer, and he was dying of cancer himself, and the doctor said he was terminal and there's nothing he could do. And I was not aware of his case. I was not asked to be a blessing with him. But he's written several books on him. The Anatomy The Anatomy of Something. And in this book, he writes about how he was dying of cancer and how nothing could cure it. And so, being an avid reader, he read an article about laughter. And laughter is the best medicine. The early doctors of medicine said that too. Laughter is the best medicine. So he couldn't do it in the hospital room, so he rented a hotel room across the street from the hospital. And in the hotel room, he had about four or five nurses coming in on change, and he had friends come in, bringing him videotapes on laughing. All of the laughter movies, all of the laughter things. And he had people working on this laughter with him, and laughter with him, and silly laughter, and stupid laughter, and nonsensical laughter, slapstick laughter, every kind of laughter you could want. Well, it wasn't long, and the cancer was gone. Not just gone, but completely gone. No longer in his system whatsoever. He worked on laughter. Now, he didn't say, you laughter, get in here and work on that and take away the cancer. You laughter, get in here, you laughter. He said, laughter. I don't care what the laughter is. When my heart is happy, when I am laughing, when I am filled with joy, when I'm just feeling so super, all those things just go away. They have no place in my life because I don't give them a place in my life. They have no power in me because I don't give them any power. The harmony of my natural body shines forth. You see, in the dictionary, they say to heal, to return to your original purity and integrity. To return to your original purity and integrity. What's our original purity and integrity? What is our body's original purity and integrity? What is it? Yes, please. Adam? Wholeness, right? Yeah. Our original purity and integrity is wholeness. Now, how do we get wholeness? By putting the body in proper homeostasis. And how do we do that? With laughter, with love, with harmony. When we are harmonious with ourselves and our body, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body when we are harmonious with our body, we open up the doorway for everything. We open up the doorway for all of the wholeness and all of the perfection and all of the joy and all of the goodness that we have in us. We're fantastic, but we don't know how it works, and we don't need to know how it works. All we do is put in motion. All is in divine order. Now, Anna is a doctor and a nurse and an acupuncturist and everything else under the sun. And when people come to Anna, Anna's very unconventional. Mothers bring their children to Anna, say, "Oh, Anna, look, they scratched their knee on the pavement outside." And Anna says, "Come here." Sets the kid up on the counter, kisses the scratch, and said, "Okay, kid, go play. Now, how are you doing?" She turns to the mother. "How are you doing?" Why did this, she doesn't ask this question, but this is the intuitive question. Why did your kid fall down and scratch his knee when your kid knows how to run and play just like anybody else? What was going on in your mind when your kid fell down? Now, you see, this is a doctor for all seasons and all purposes, one who works with people on all aspects of their being. And when they do that, then miracles take place. Now, when you know that your thought brings in harmony and a lack of balance, then you're going to be careful what sort of thoughts you're thinking. Now, Jamie was playing in the backyard, and Teddy was kind of concerned. "Jamie, where are you?" And Jamie hollered, "Here." "Where?" "Here." And so Daddy looks up into the sky, and there's Jamie floating by. Now there's Jamie up on the top of the roof of the barn, you know, up on the roof. And Teddy thinks to himself, "Oh my God, that's dangerous." And he stops himself. He said, "Jamie, I just put out a bowl of ice cream for you. Come on down and enjoy it with me." And he goes in the house, getting himself out of the way. And like a fairy, Jamie just flipped right straight down. Now, if Papa had been mad, "Get down here, you kill yourself, goddamn," she would have fallen down and hurt herself. Because he put the cause in motion. Now, the power of our word is so fantastic. But because he knew the principle to use, he said, "Jamie, we got some ice cream for you." And so Jamie, in her normal way, came down. And not rushed or flustered or in any way upset, just normally. You see, we have the principle to use. And the principle of harmony, the principle of balance, the principle is absolutely fantastic. So this is what we want to learn to express now. How do we bring balance into our life? How do we bring harmony in our life? We bring balance and harmony in our life by doing two things. By liking ourselves and I don't like to use this word, never feeling sorry for ourselves. And if we ever feel sorry for ourselves, we get out of sync, we get out of balance, out of harmony by feeling sorry for ourselves. And we want to at all times feel loving and graceful and happy and good with ourselves. Well, now, how can you be balanced? How can you be balanced? You're balanced by doing great things. Now, we are having quite a discussion here. One-sided discussion. You like that? And all of your perfectly welcome to enter in anytime you want. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to have you do it, even though you're reluctant to do it. Did you have a question? See, everything is so clear and so wonderful, there's no question. Mm-hmm. But you get some good illustrations here. Now, we want to have balance, we want to have harmony, then we want to have peace. How do we bring peace into our family? Say, for instance, two people are arguing about something, doesn't matter what. What do we say, Anton? What do we say? two people are arguing in the household about something, and what do we say? Not necessarily to them, but to ourselves. Something about peace, perhaps.
Be peaceful.
Be peaceful, yeah. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. That one. Yeah. Yeah. See, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And say, is our family the earth? Sure. Is our household the earth? Sure. Everything is the earth. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. So, we don't say specifically, you two are happy with each other, you two are getting along with each other, and that no more of this nonsense, you know. Just because the dog bites you, you don't bite it back. Right? Yeah. So we have to speak our word on these things and claim them. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Okay. Now, why can we say that? We can say that because there is oneness in the universe. There is oneness everywhere. And what is that oneness? That oneness is you see, it goes into philosophy. All exists, all is. And there's only one creative cause in the universe. And that is the creative cause that's in you and in me and in everything. And that creative cause brought us forth, brought us into experience. We have used it to create ourselves, and we are fantastic. Now, can that creative cause create you and then create him out of a different substance, of a different essence? No, it's all the same. And so we are all the same. We're all the same atoms, the same genes and chromosomes, the same everything, even though we come from different parents and things like that. We're all the same. So if we are all the same, we cannot be divided up. You cannot have more of the divine than I, or less of the divine than I. We all have the same amount of the divine. So we are all in this oneness. No. As we are in this oneness, what do we do? As we are in this oneness, we live harmoniously, we live beautifully, we live fulfillingly, we live in every wonderful way that brings us great joy into our life. And this is where I am. This is where I am in my feelings. I am at total oneness with everyone. Now, when you are oneness, Anton, what is the main street of the city in Lithuania like where you lived?
Main street. Fabulous street, yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
No, you did have a main street. Lithuania was a state, right? A nation?
Yeah.
And what was the city you lived in?
Elektrėnai? Yeah.
And how many people lived there?
About 10,000 or so.
10,000? Okay. Did it have a main street? It didn't have a street with stores on it?
Get a bus pass. What is that? What do you call the bus?
No stores?
Anna, what do you call it?
Travel street.
And where people went to buy bread and shoes and clothing. You remember that?
Yeah. A little scattered. Yeah, travel street would probably be the main street, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the store on that street that you like the best?
The computer store.
Oh, the computer store. That makes sense. And what's the name of the guy who ran the computer store? What color hair do you have?
I have not a guy. I never saw the guy.
You were never in the store?
I never saw the guy. I don't remember the guy.
Well, who was the clerk in the store? You never saw a clerk? You went in there after hours?
I don't remember the parents of the clerk.
No, not the parents.
Mm-hmm. The parents. The way he, the way she would look.
Oh, the appearance.
Appearance.
Yeah.
Trying to sell us a computer. You probably remember.
But I'm saying this because you were just having trouble trying to figure out what he looked like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't figure it out. Now, where did you look?
In my mind. Trying to remember.
In your mind, right.
Right.
Now, in your mind, you didn't have it.
No.
You had to go beyond your mind. Now, do you have the capacity to go beyond your mind? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, if you were to take a wild guess, what color hair do you think he has?
Black.
And did he have a mustache or beard or none?
None.
None. And did he wear t-shirts or button shirts?
T-shirts.
And was he in jeans or regular trousers?
Jeans.
Mm-hmm. And did he have shoes on or sandals or?
Shoes.
Mm-hmm. And do you have socks on?
Yeah.
Do you have underwear? If you're going to guess, you can guess that too.
All the way,
huh? Mm-hmm. And was he wearing a suit coat or did he have no jacket or a sweater?
Just a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, you're very definite about some of these things. Now, why do you think that you have a right to be definite about some of these things? You felt good about it, didn't you? You felt, that's okay, I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think possibly you're right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I too. Now, why do you think you're right?
Because he was right making those choices and those guesses.
You have the opportunity to make those choices, don't you? And you did make them, didn't you? And it was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No. You see, what we want to do in our life is to take these opportunities to be one and just recognize that we do know everything. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And that really works. Mm-hmm. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I had a young man whose name was Todd from Duluth, Minnesota. And he was 14, 15 years old, taking algebra. You know algebra?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was having difficulty with the class. He couldn't get good grades, and he just wondered what to do. And so his father was having difficulty with doing a test for stock brokerage algebra. He wanted to be a stockbroker, and he had to do all the math. And the math was kind of tough for him. So the father called me in, and we talked at his house about it. I told him, all you do is say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Mm-hmm. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Mm-hmm. Well, the father went to the test the next day and spoke his word and passed. And then when he got home, the teacher from Todd's school called and said, he went and talked to the father because Todd was cheating in class. And so he went to school, and the teacher said, Todd is cheating in class. And she said, his father said, well, what did he do? Well, he got 100 on his algebra test. And, well, how does that show he's cheating? Well, he's never gotten 100 on any test in algebra, ever. So it must be cheating. And then the father said, well, did you look at the tests of the kids around him? Did they all get 100 too? Or, you know, or did he copy them so perfectly that he got it? Well, that's really not the point. The reason that I'm after him is he did not write down how he arrived at the figure. He just wrote down the answer. And in algebra, you always have to put down the figure, how he got there. So the father said, well, if you doubt him, let's just give him the test again. Give him a different test, Jim. Let him show you. I won't do it. Well, get the principal in here. So they called the principal. The principal came in and said, yeah, well, let's give him another test. So they gave him a test. And before he took the test, No, God in me knows the answer. Took the test, aced it, 100 again. Because it worked for him. And it worked even in his flippancy, you know, in his carelessness, his easygoingness. But it's so wonderful. And this is true for all of us. When we say, I know, God in me knows the answer, we open up the door for all that magnificence in us. And that's really quite exciting. So, that's oneness. Being one with all the knowledge and all that there is in the universe. I like to say that we don't create. You know, a lot of times we say, well, I created that or you created that. We don't create anything in this world. We reveal things. We reveal things, but we don't create. Because everything already exists. There's nothing to be created nor destroyed. Everything already exists. This is high philosophy again. But nothing is ever created. It already exists. And so what we do is purely to reveal it. And that's kind of fun. Okay, now we're to love is. Danny, what is love? Jamie throws her arms up in the air and says, I'm too young to know what love is. Well, do you know what a hug from your daddy is?
Love.
Love? You know what a kiss from your daddy is?
Love.
You know what a kiss from your boyfriend is?
Love.
No. A kiss from your boyfriend is just affection. You see, your dad doesn't want anything from you. And your dad doesn't need anything from you, so anything that you do with your dad, it is pure love. Other people in this world, they sometimes want to have things from us, you know. And in wanting something from us, that's manipulation and, you know, motivation. That is not necessarily pure love, but pure love. Pure love just looks over everything and makes a joy out of everything. It takes away all the hardness of any of the things that we've worked with and makes them all so beautiful and so perfect. It's pretty terrific. We're living a most amazing world. And it's a world in which the only peace that's there is the peace that we put there. The only love that's there is the love that we put there. The only joy is there, only harmony, we put it there. Now, a lot of times we feel sorry for ourselves. A lot of times we feel that it's just not working out. For some reason or other, it's just not functioning the way it should. And we say, why, oh, why, oh, why? And what is the reason? The reason is that we have not taken control. We have not put the cause in motion to bring about the harmony, the love, the peace, the balance. And we can do that. Are you ready to put harmony, peace, love, and balance at work in your life?
Yeah.
Are you ready? I like that. No, I really do. I really like that. Are you ready to take charge of your world so that you are the one who says what results you want to have?
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. No. If that's the case, then you watch every word you say, every thought you think, every action you do, and always think in the idea that all is in divine order. All is in perfection now. All is functioning the way we are. We're in charge. We're in charge. It's up to us to how we're going to make that happen. How we're going to bring that about. But it works so beautifully. We're in charge. And when you realize that, and then you put that in motion, it's done. Yeah. I've had the privilege of running around the world talking to people everywhere. And as I talk to them, they inspire me into saying all sorts of beautiful things and talking about beautiful topics. And every time, there's just love. Every time, it's just love. They want to hug me. They want to do different things. And when I was at the INTA conference, International New Thought Alliance conference in Washington, D.C., I just felt good. And I felt, I'm going to hug everybody. I'm going to hug everybody in this conference. And so I went around hugging people. I'd snuggle them and hug them. tell them I love them, tell them you're whole and perfect and stuff like that. And some of them didn't want to be hugged. Mm-hmm. You know, they back away from me and they do everything to keep from being hugged. And that didn't bother me. I was loved. I was out enjoying myself, sharing it, giving it, and being it. And wonderful things happened. Because the people who pushed me away in the beginning, they came around later. And they said, oh, yes. When Dr. Barley gives a hug, he gives a back massage at the same time. And, you know, all my bones just fall right into place. I just feel so good. Because they don't know that the physical is not the point. I just poured into them love, 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 love. And great things happened. This will happen to you too. Very good.